Welcome to Plasma by KDE. The future is now, hooray. My name is Harald. I'm a plasma engineer for 20 years. I'm one of the old people. So maybe let's start with some questions. Who here uses exclusively Microsoft Windows? Anyone? Way back there. Very good. Who already uses Linux? Okay, that's everyone. Amazing. Who here uses KDE Plasma? Well, you already know everything. Why are you here? Who here uses GNOME? Okay. That's something to work with. Let's get started. Linux. Well, not really. It's not Linux, is it? The terminal? It's not everything. But let's start in the beginning. 1996. Picture it. A university with bored students. What do? They start KDE. Now, what is KDE? KDE is an international community of free software freedom fighters. We create the first and obviously best Linux desktop. We create many, many applications, hundreds of them, games, video players. We have like 5 video players, I don't know why, but audio players, a drawing application called Krita, a video editor called KDN Live. And it's one of the most excellent communities in the free software world. After all, it's the family that I chose, so kind of have to say that. So what is Plasma? Plasma is a Linux desktop at its heart. It has super touch input, is coming to mobile, being worked on for mobile. It is tremendously gaming ready. Who here owns a Steam Deck? Plasma runs on there, right? Like out of the factory, Plasma runs on the Steam Deck, providing the desktop mode, the desktop experience. And it's feature-rich. It has superb HDR support. You can even have HDR on displays that don't even have HDR. High dynamic range. It makes things brighter, which if you come visit us at our booth, you can check out. And Xaver, one of our window manager developers, can tell you all about HDR on a laptop that doesn't do HDR. We have graphics tablet support. We have a number of customization options. We have the best looking developers. You can check us out at the booth. And we have a privacy focus. So we take privacy very seriously. And to us, it's important that you can trust your software and you can trust us. This is what Plasma looks like on mobile. So that's like the standard wallpaper with icons on it. That is the weather application. And this week, or rather last week, we were having a developer sprint here in Graz, thanks to Grazer Linux Tage. And that's what the desk looked like with seven Plasma mobile phones. Very good. So what is Plasma? Well, Plasma has a mantra. It's simple by default. This is what Plasma looks like if you boot it up on a new system. It has a panel. It welcomes you to the system, guiding you through initial stages. And then you have your tray, your system tray over there with various icons. But it's also powerful when needed. So you can have, a music analyzer for some reason. You can obviously drop into the terminal, do your terminal hacker things, and then come out of the terminal, do some GUI things in your browser. And you can customize it. That is Plasma, not Windows. So let's look at Plasma. That's not Plasma. Go away. Yes. This is Plasma, right? So that's kind of the standard experience. We're using 6.4 Developer Edition, so that is basically the next version that is going to come out. If anything crashes, it's because of that, not because we've made a mistake. Just not finished. So one of the things we can do is we can enter edit mode, and we can add a bunch of widgets here. So we can put a clock on our desktop. If I exit edit mode again, I have a clock on my desktop. That is tremendously useful when you have a window open and you minimize the window, you can see the clock on your desktop. But at Plasma, we are all about clocks. So we have a number of them. We also have a binary clock and a digital clock and a fuzzy clock. And you can even add multiple of them. But it's not all clocks. I mean, there are a lot of clocks, but it's not all about the clocks. We can also add panels. So if we add another panel, we got a panel up top. But that's obviously not enough. We want another one and another one and another one. Now they are overlapping, but you don't notice. So that's kind of what Plasma can do. We can build any amount of feature set and address any amount of use cases using these building blocks, these widgets and panels. Now, over here we have the system tray. The system tray is kind of like your one place stop to do anything system related. You can do network management, you can, if I open it, you can do network management over here, or configure the screen brightness. I actually wonder if that works. So you can control the brightness of the projector. Then we have an application launcher. That's the thing on top there. It's a bit small. And you can launch an application. So if I type in here Firefox, I can launch Firefox. But that's not the interesting thing. I can also type 5 euros in USD, and it tells me how much United States dollars I'm getting for 5 euros. And there are lots of these sort of features built into this runner application where you can interact with it. There is also like a way to discover stuff. Actually, that's a bad example. What do I not have installed? Krita, that's a good one. Okay, so here we have a list of applications that I could possibly install if they're not already installed. So it's kind of like a shell. Well, it's kind of like a terminal, but for the GUI, it's really fantastic, and I encourage you to check out all the various options we have there. Another thing we can do is have wobbly windows. So that's one of the killer features. Right there. And also, if we minimize the window, it magic lamps away. It's called a magic lamp effect. Sorry. There's also a zoom and more zoom. Yet more zoom, and now we also see the pixels, right? So you would be surprised how much use you can get out of such an effect. It's super amazing when you're doing UI work and want to know if something is aligned. Now, how do I get out of this again? Oh, dear. But it's not all just fun things we have. We have also... Oh, yeah. So if you're not sure where your cursor is, you can shake it, and it grows, so you can find it again. You can smash the cursor up into the top left corner, and you get an overview of things. You can switch desktops. And that's about all the things you can do.
And much more.
And much more, of course. So there's basically no end to the amount of features that it could show off. At the end of the day, it's a Linux desktop. It's what you expect of a desktop system. It's gonna be your panel, it has your task manager, it has your system monitor. So if I open the system monitor, you get an overview of my hard disk is incredibly full, my CPU is incredibly idle, and my memory is a bit used. So it has all the applications you would expect to get. We have a thing called K-Info Center, which allows you to get information about your system, like what versions of the software am I running, and what would be a good one to look at. The audio configuration that you have in your system, like really down to the details of what it would find in a terminal, but not in a terminal. Alrighty. So how do you get this? Well, you can go to kde.org/hardware, and you will find all the various products that come with KDE Plasma on it. To pick some examples, we have a KDE-branded Slimbook available by the Slimbook people. Tuxedo is offering their systems with Plasma on it. And of course, as mentioned, the Steam Deck is also coming with Plasma. Now, of course, being a group of volunteers, I do have to ask you all to volunteer as well. We have like the nicest community. And a load of things to do. Like you can see the list here, keeps going on. Actually started writing way past the page and then I just cut it off because too much stuff to do. We also have stuff that is interesting for students. Students can contribute to KDE Plasma through Google Summer of Code and earn a bit of money, or through Season of KDE. And contributes to KDE through that, and maybe get a bit of university credit. Come visit us at our booth. We are right outside the lecture hall. And with that, thank you. Questions?
Achtung, hier ist ein Saalmikro. Bitte aufs Mikro warten.
Hi, I'm a great fan of KDE and use it for, since the first version and continuously since the fourth release. And one of the things that I absolutely don't like about it is that the .0 releases always suck completely. Sorry, no offense, but it's always something between a late alpha and an early beta release, in my opinion. Why are you not releasing them as beta releases and start releasing an actual stable version with .0? Because I think you are... This is a way to put people off the project, actually, because they're expecting a ready release when you're installing 6.0 or 5.0, but it's just not stable enough for daily use.
So it's a very good question. It's also a very complicated question. We can talk about this for hours. It basically comes down to the fact that we rely on volunteers to do the testing as well, right? So if we put out a beta and it doesn't get tested, then the point O is gonna be rubbish, right? And that's kind of the problem that we have, is there's just not enough testing on the beta for it to become a mature product. So when we push it out at point O, we do that with the expectation that it is a good release because the beta testing didn't yield any considerable defects. If that doesn't work out, and I agree it doesn't work out a lot of times, then that is more of a resource problem than anything else. So the answer, I guess, is come join us and help. I understand this is a bit of a disheartening answer, but it is what it is. We do have plans to improve this by making betas more accessible so people can get into testing without risking their data and so on and so forth.
I'm also a huge fan. I have been using Plasma since it was already still called KDE 20 years ago. And I have been a mouse that has 5 or 6 buttons for 15 years. How well is the collaboration with Qt working? Because the Plasma people always say, we cannot support more than 3 mouse buttons because Qt doesn't. We have 2025. Is this going to be addressed eventually?
So, I guess. I would need to see the actual conversation, but generally speaking, we KDE developers are also Qt developers, or should be anyway. So the excuse of, oh, but Qt doesn't have it, is a bit of a weird one in that we can fix that. That being said, we do have improvements in the Wayland stack that makes it so that we have more control over input in general, which maybe also helps that problem. What? Yeah, maybe it works already. I would be surprised if Qt only handles 3 buttons, to be honest.
Gibt's noch Fragen?
Questions?
Hi. You showed a few screenshots of KDE Plasma running on mobile systems. Like, how far along is that?
So you can come check out the progress at our booth. I can't really say more than that. I think a person showed up on Matrix the other day that went like, yeah, I'm using it for 3 years in production on a really shitty phone and it works. So I guess it works. Whether or not this is something you want to use on your actual production phone is another question. But it is very far along and we hope that at some point we will actually be able to tell you that this is a thing you can put on your phone and be done with it.
Okay, any questions, comments, anything else? Okay.
Hello, thanks for the talk, very interesting. Can you tell me something about the Python bindings? There has been, I didn't evaluate KDE for a very long time, but there have been problems with up-to-date libraries to use it for in Python. What's the situation at the moment?
Are you talking about Plasma or are you talking about KDE frameworks?
KDE frameworks.
Okay, so perhaps for the rest of the audience, KDE framework. At KDE, we also produce a set of libraries called the KDE frameworks, which is kind of our building block on top of which we build Plasma. And those are getting bindings, I think. They have been somewhat neglected for a good while. I'm afraid right now I can't say, but if you check in on our booth, I think Nicolas can help you there.
Gibt's noch Fragen, Wünsche, Anregungen?
Okay. Which distribution are you using? Was this KDE Neon? The logo, I didn't recognize the logo in KDE Info Center.
That is a good question. Can you read what it says?
Ah, kernel version. Ah.
So this is a work in progress operating system called KDE Linux, which is kind of our successor to Neon. I guess we still have a bit of time. So KDE Linux is kind of Plasma first and user first. So we don't want it to break. When it breaks, we want an easy rollback story. We want you to be able to do backups. We want Plasma to have really good quality even in 0.0 releases. And to achieve all that, we're creating a new thing called KDE Linux, which puts everything front and center. And the applications get outsourced to Flatpak and Snaps and Brew and whatever other installers you have. Okay.
Was there some sponsorship from Valve? Because it's Arch Linux and they're using Arch Linux for Steam Deck?
I mean, the fairest answer that I can give is I work for a company that is paid by Valve to do stuff, and I also work on KDE Linux. So I guess indirectly by allowing me to spend my spare time on KDE Linux.
Okay, eine Frage geht noch. Gibt es noch eine?
Don't be shy.
Okay.
The one thing that my Linux desktop does worse than my Windows work notebook is multi-screen support. I'm not even sure if this is a Plasma or an X or Wayland problem, to be honest. But I have two monitors at home, and I usually turn one of them off when I don't need it. And if I do this on Windows, the operating system immediately detects it, and everything gets moved to the remaining screen. If I do this on my Plasma desktop, it always stays active, and new applications often get started on the black screen, and I have to move them with some key binding to the actually visible screen. Do you even know if this is a Plasma problem or an X problem or something?
Hard to say. So on X, it possibly is an X problem in that Plasma has less control. On Wayland, we have control over all the windows, right? On Wayland, the compositor, which in our case is called Quinn, can control where windows go. And so when we detect that a screen gets detached, we can force all windows onto the correct screen. That being said, it's totally possible that there is a bug that needs fixing. But definitely multi-screen support is something that is on our mind and also gets a fair amount of QA focus. Okay, thank you.